the politicians. The entire delegation, anticipating speeches from the politicians, one black, one white, one left, one right, both seeking the same seat and both, oh save us Lord, named Michael Jones, were so darn sure that they'd be traumatized or bored they wished the Pauls would simply die or go away. And so it was with real dismay they heard the journalist Duck say that he looked forward to Election Day and all the months along the way. "I understand you're on this trip," said he to Michael Jones, the white, "to strengthen your name recognition. If this is right, I wonder how you'll reach that aim without it strengthening the same belonging to the opposition." "That crossed my mind," said Jones, "and my position on it is, as soon as I return from Crow, I'll change my moniker to Dwight, in honor of that general who back in 1952 won his big presidential fight. And then I'll run with his great slogan, I like Dwight." "I think," frowned Sam McDonald Duck, "you're making a mistake. If both of you are Michael Jones, I'll have a hook for interviews and other stuff, enough to make your name well known. I couldn't care less which one wins, but in this polarizing game, your name would look as cute as twins." "Hey, guys," cut in the blacker politician, "everything is cool. If my right-wing opponent wants to change his name to Dwight, I'll run my race on I Like Mike, for any fool can see that Mike, like Ike, rhymes better with I Like than Dwight." "You wouldn't," cried the whiter Mike, who felt his throat was growing tight. "I thought that I Like Dwight was white, but now I see is very wrong. My whole campaign will run amok unless I do Like Blacker Mike and make my slogan I Like Duck." "Then do it," said the journalist, "and don't lose heart. A spaceship's great to jumpstart your political careers. Just look at Senator John Glenn. He's been up twice. Should he decide to run again, he'd surely win, though he by then be old as 80 years and 10. But in your case, a single trip to outer space should help you both on voting day, which is but 20 months away. "That's right," sighed Michael Jones the white. "The time remaining's getting tight. Campaigning is no piece of cake. I haven't yet begun fundraising, much less finalized the phrasing of the promises I'll make. "Don't worry," said McDonald Duck. "If you have pluck, are dedicated, tough, and demonstrate a little cunning, 20 months is time enough to figure out why you are running."